Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. All right. Now, I hope you enjoyed that little piece of sound music. We always do music to let everybody know that it is the universal language. But today, I'm going to talk about what we're going to be doing in the future. Right now, we're going out to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. And we're going to be out there making sure that our veterans are recognized. They always support us, and we're going to support them. After that, we're going over to the St. Petersburg Firestone 500 Grand Prix. So the rest of this month is going to be a great, 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 great remembrance. And I always take care of my boys out there at Burt Barracuda's Harley Davidson and the CC boys next door. We got some gifts coming to you. You know, there's a couple of new organizations that are out here trying to do their best in getting more information to our veterans. Our veterans still have a sometimes can't get through to the VA. Or if they can, they get sent around a long bunch of phone calls and prompts where there are other organizations right out here now who will help you. We do have clinics more closely in your neighborhood. Research it. And if you happen to have a problem, don't forget the crisis line. You now can hit two numbers and the crisis line will answer anyway. There is a text way. There is a chat way. So whatever the future has given us, it has arrived. We now have multiple ways of getting help for our veterans. And we're grateful. Another thing is that we have to stem the flow of suicides. We got to stop it. And especially, we got to stem the flow of PTSD. Our generation has proven technology-wise and brain-wise that we're smart. We ought to be able to take care of this PTSD in a way that better serves each person who happens to have a problem. It's not just the military. It's not just the fighting. It's not just the stuff like that. A lot of times it can just be a car wreck or being hit by a falling object, which will give you post-traumatic stress disorder acceptance. PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. That is actually what the acronym stands for. So, yes, if you run into a veteran who's short-tempered, you run into a veteran who's not going to put up with this regular old systematic stuff that we do, a part of it is his PTSD. A part of it is his willingness to fight for the right to be equal. You don't have to keep him down. Keep him up. Okay, now, let's get on down to the rest of the story. We got a quick interview right now with our friend, Richard Corselli with the Veterans Health Network. Let him tell you a little bit about what they're doing now.
Hi, this is Rich Corselli. I'm with Veterans Health Network. Yes, we are doing much, much to help our veterans that have PTSD, as Keith pointed out. We want to give them natural supplements absolutely free. We'll also give them acupuncture, whatever it takes, so they don't even think about suicide. We're also raising money, as much as we possibly can. We have a website, and our website is veteranshealthnetwork.org. If you could make some donations to us to help us out, we do appreciate it. Let me get back to Keith, and he'll give you more information about what's going on. Thank you.
Well, you heard it here first, right here. Now, Veterans Health Network has a plan for you. We want you to recognize that plan. And if you're looking at us now, yeah, we're doing a kind of podcast, but we're in a car, so we're trying to get where we're going. So forgive us for the movement around, but the story is the same. We're here to help. There are two programs that have been initiated, and we're now completing them. One is We Support Vets Too, 15 years in the making. It's now done. We Support Vets Too. And this is a challenge, okay, for the government. We want to leave you out. You've done your part. Now I'm asking the schools, the hospitals, the auto industry, the airlines industry, all of the other major corporations, small businesses to stand up and be able to say, we support vets too. We greatly appreciate all the years of thank you for your service. But it's now 2025, time to upgrade that. Yes, thank you for your service. But better yet, we support vets too. Guess what? It's on the air today.com, onthe airtoday.com. We do our best and pray for the rest. But we thank all those who are listening to us today, because now you're on the way. It's 2025, and the old has passed away. We now are moving into a new generation. And don't forget, look for us. Everywhere you see a major event, look for us. The Celebon, a new way of raising money to support our veterans, and especially our media. So we thank you, and we want you guys to recognize one thing: that go to your va.gov on a regular basis. But if you want to get a lot more quick information directed to you, go to ontheairtoday.com, ontheairtoday.com, and look up WVET, look up veterans. We do veterans. We provide you with information. Hopefully it'll help. We do give out a phone number and all that, but guess what? People don't use the phones anymore. They just kind of text you, email you, something. So find us on the website. There's plenty of contact information, plenty of ways to support us. We got some artwork coming that you will not believe. Zinzik Zinzik, one of our people, came, supported us, and say he's here to stay. His name is Mark, but then there's Paul and the rest of the crew. We really want to give them a thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank all of our friends down there in New Orleans that supported us for the Super Bowl. And again, I want to especially thank our buddy, and that is 96.7, Joe Bardot. 96.7 FM is called Sunshine Radio. We just left the Chamber of Commerce, so go to the website. You'll see a picture of me standing in front of the sun. He, the boss of the beach. Sunshine Radio. And they bring in my beaches back. So thank you for all that you guys do. Pay attention to me. I will continue to support this. Hello, this is Keith, the boss of the beach. And guess what? Today is a beautiful day in paradise. I think we're down to about 74 degrees. But I don't have to worry, because I can always come to the Chamber of Commerce. And it says, welcome to St. Pete, Florida. And my little buddy is on the wall. So I'm going to get up off my scooter and let y'all see my little buddy. What do we call him, Mr. Sunshine? That's Mr. Sunshine. So I want y'all to stay tuned right here with me, because I'm going to finish this radio show right now, right here from the Chamber of Commerce, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Mr. Sunshine. And I'm standing here with a lady at the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be talking about what we do for veterans right here in St. Pete. We're going to do it in Tampa. We're going to do it in Miami. We're going to do it in London. We don't care. U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. But we're going to start right here with today's story on radio. Ma'am, what is your name?
My name's Rebecca.
That is Rebecca. She's been more than nice receiving me down here. I met Rebecca the other day when I came through. So I'm going to let Rebecca say hello from the Chamber of Commerce, and let her tell you a little bit about what's going on in St. Pete. I'll tell you about the veteran side of the story.
Hi, this is Rebecca at the Visitor Center here in St. Pete, Florida, and the Chamber of Commerce, and also the St. Pete store. And we've got the St. Pete Grand Prix coming up in a couple weeks. That's big, big, big news. They're setting up for that. And we have the pier in the downtown, and we have festivals and stuff going on every weekend. So there's plenty to do. Great museums, the Dolly Museum, the James Museum, the Imagine Museum. We've got great museums here, world-class museums. So always plenty to do and great restaurants.
Listen, she told me about a restaurant for breakfast. Now, I didn't save any money, I'll tell you, but you cannot beat a full, naturally served crepe breakfast. They did a great job. I'm pleased to say it. I got to go back down now. I don't even remember the name of the place, but it's okay. It's right down the street from the Chamber of Commerce in the next block, and they serve the best natural food breakfast. And it comes in a crate. So I'm going to say thank you to those people because they said, welcome to all veterans. And this is all about a voice for veterans. Today, I'm down on the ground telling all about veterans. No matter where you are, you can start at the Chamber store at St. Pete, and they will guide you to the best places in town and around here that says yes to our veterans. So we want to thank all of those who paid attention to me right now. I'm going to move on down the road. But it's to thank you, all of us who say we support vets too. And when you come into, sure, when you come into the St. Pete store, remember they support vets too, no matter what they do. Thank you. I got a lady opening the door for me, and I'm coming out right
There
now.
you
Thank you, lady. Here goes some good customers.
go.
All right. Thank you. All right, I just went out of the store. I'm down here. I'm going to try to catch my people at the 500 before they leave. So bear with me a second. I'm going in the door. Since this is a Zoom, y'all got to put up with all of this stuff. Well, yeah. Actually, we happen to be in a situation right now that I definitely want to talk to people because I just left the VA office and the lady had to leave a little bit earlier today. But we want to be talking more extensively about the information that comes that you need to listen to on theairtoday.com. We do veterans, WVET onlineradio.com. And we especially like to let you know that there's more information to come. Everywhere you look, there's more information. This is truly the information age. More information means a little bit more to understand. There's a lot of information and a lot of ways to receive it. We do radio. We stick by our radio and we stick by the new way of internet everything. Okay? We might even be talking YouTube, Baytube, MySpace, YoSpace, Instagram. All that stuff comes with it. So we're going to continue to add new places to go to get information. Yes. And there's more than one way. Now I'm going to do something that I thought I missed, but I didn't miss. Hey man, hold the door.
Coming in
I
here.
thought I missed, but I didn't miss it. Let me continue this Zoom live broadcast from 96.7 FM on theairtoday.com. I called him before they got out of the office. Where's my buddy at? Which one are you?
I'm Matt.
Hey man, you can't believe it. I walked in with the guy who I was looking to say hello to. We're going to do an exhibit this year. It's Matt, the one I talked to on the phone earlier today. Now we got a face in the place. Matt, when you want to do an exhibit, you got to go through this guy. Say hello.
Hello.
You can say more than that, Matt. Tell him who you are.
I'm Matt. I'm with Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg.
Matt, Firestone Grand Prix, St. Petersburg. We're down at the office. We want to thank them for helping us. They've continued, and Mr. Bidlock has served us many times. So we want to say thank you to Mr. Bidlock and all that he does. But we are doing our thing today down on the ground. We're making people know all of the activities that come, and these people have continued to support our veterans. So Grand Prix Firestone can now say, we support vets too. And I'm giving them a certificate to hang on the wall. Matt, thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't think I'd meet you. I thought I'd missed you. Oh, man, this is perfect.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Tell the guys that I came back. We did it. And this is live from Firestone 500 Grand Prix, St. Petersburg, Florida. And it's coming up now. It's the 28th. No, what? 28th and 30th?
28th, first and second.
28th, first and second. Ain't no 30th in this month. Come on now. 28th, first and second. Firestone 500 Grand Prix. What a spectacular event. Enjoy it. And I want to tell everybody, enjoy this because we do veterans right. Voice for Veterans on the air today. Keith, the boss of the beat, broadcasting live from the offices of the Firestone 500. And we're going to have a good time this year. See you all there. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, over and out with a shout.